family glory. That's what I always tell them.
What's the difference between that and a sprout?
Well, right. Right, huh?
People nowadays, what do they call it?
Well, some of them call it quilt, some call it counterpin. There's a little difference in quilt and counterpin, too, because a counterpin, then all they got the fur around it, the bottom, you know?
Has fur around it?
Uh-huh. And, well, not fur either, tall fur, you know what I'm talking about. Make it look good. Mm-hmm. And that's about all I don't know about it.
Mm-hmm. And you say at the head of the bed, you'd put your head on a
pillow.
And do you remember anything that was about twice as long as a pillow?
No.
Do you ever have a bolster? A bolter?
Yeah.
Did you have one of those?
Yeah.
What? Could you sort of describe that for me?
Well, it's just a thing made like a pillow. It's made out of cotton. Mm-hmm. It's what you lay here, though.
And you call that the... What did you call that? You call it a pillow? Or?
Yeah, I call it a pillow.
Uh-huh. Did, you said you'd heard the word bolster?
Yeah, I have. But I never did call it. I don't always call it a pillow.
And,
y'all don't mess with that thing.
If you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for the children, you might put a quilt or something on the floor and make a
padded up.
Okay. And what types of land did you have on your farm?
Huh?
What types of land did you have on your farm?
Well, there's... If he didn't, that was a sandy land, that ain't much good, and then there's a real black dirt, it is good, you know, to plant anything out.
What do you call that?
Well, I call it good soil.
Mm-hmm. What else?
At sandy land, it ain't very much to hit, because it won't grow nothing unless you got it covered up for that.
Some really rich land, you might say that soil was very...
Yeah, that black dirt you're talking about now, uh-huh. See.
That you don't have to add anything to it because the soil is already very...
Don't have to add nothing to that.
Anything
can grow in there.
Uh-huh. You say the soil is fertile.
What was that?
Fertile. What did you say?
I said, well, don't need no fertilizer on that because it's risen over there.
What is it?
What would you call a flat, lowland along a stream that is overflowed in the spring and it's plowed later?
Well, I just call that not very much land because when it drowned out that way, it's hard to think with.
But you know, some land along a stream... It's pretty rich.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call that land?
Just good soil.
Uh-huh. You ever heard bottoms or lowland?
Yeah.
What?
Well, you take that right down low country that way. I always call it lowland. But if it's up on a hill, like, well, I just call that good dirt.
Is lowland good?
Well, it is if it ever get dry.
What about land that's covered in water most of the time?
Well, it ain't too much to it.
What do you call that?
I call it lowland. See, uh-huh. It stays dropped up water all the time.
Say land that has water standing on it.
It's just wet land. It just ain't no good for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a swamp or a marsh or bog or something like that? Marshy
country, yes. Bog about that deep every time we'll cross it.
Mm-hmm. Where do you have those?
Huh?
Do you have those around here?
No, there's not none of it right around here. That's generally always on the river or somewhere on the coast somewhere. I hardly ever seen anything.